Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. To let go of bitterness means forgiving those who have wronged you. This is a bitter pill for many who hold on to their anger until their knuckles turn white. Today, the practical side of forgiving people when in our own hearts, we just can't do it. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, Erwin Lutzer continues the series on the power of a clear conscience. We're in our eighth message, where we're finding that the way to be rid of bitterness is to just lay it down.
And at the root of it all is anger toward God. And we say to ourselves, I'm not following him. Look at what he did, or look at what he didn't do. Now, this could be a separate message, but I have a word for you today. If that's where you're at, if that's why you may be backslidden, you may not be in fellowship with the Lord today because you feel that God has dealt you unfairly, may I simply remind you that your ability to believe and to trust God in the midst of these circumstances brings about great faith and great honor, but also, let me give you a word that could be transforming. Elizabeth Elliot said this, acceptance brings peace. Would you lay it down? We don't understand God's ways. I like the King James translation of the 23rd chapter, 33rd actually, of the book of Job, where Elihu says, why dost thou strive against the Almighty? He giveth not account of his matters. God's not telling us all of his hidden purposes, but don't strive against God. No matter your dilemma, and what will happen when you accept that and bow to the sovereignty of the Almighty, God will begin to pour grace into your soul, just like he did David's in some of the Psalms, where David would almost lash out at God. Where are you? You've deceived us, said the prophet Jeremiah. You said one thing and you did another. And yet, what did God do in the midst of all of these kinds of attitudes toward him? When they accepted it and bowed, he poured grace into their souls. And he will do that for you too, if you're angry with God. So we've mentioned abusive parents. We have mentioned also siblings, marital relationship, and anger toward God. And now all of you who have a Bible or a cell phone or an iPad, I want you to take your Bibles, and we're going to deal with some issues here today. So let's get right into the text, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul deals with this, and then we'll give you some specific instructions. Ephesians 4, verse 25 says, put away all falsehood, speak the truth with your neighbor. When angry, do not sin. Don't let the sun go down upon your anger. And don't give the devil an opportunity, tapas. Don't give him a foot in the door. That's the idea, because you give him a foot in the door and he'll take over the whole room. And now he becomes very, very specific. Verse 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as may fit the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. If you're here today with resentment, anger, and bitterness, you're grieving the blessed Holy Spirit. And that tells me that your conscience is not entirely clear. No Christian can grieve the Spirit and have a clear conscience. And that's what we're after. And then it says this, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. He's saying, lay it down. Let's look at these words. Bitterness, same word that is used in the book of Hebrews, a root of bitterness. Then wrath. That word refers to outbursts of anger. It's like a pit bull, you know. I just tell people what I think, and so you fly off the handle, and you discipline a child, and you beat the child, and then maybe later on you say, well, I'm sorry, let's move on, but something is lost. It's the pit bull kind of anger. The next word that he uses actually is the word wrath, I should have said. Wrath refers to the pit bull kind of anger. Anger, which is mentioned here in the text, is more passive. It's more like a cobra. It's the anger of the soul, but it's well under control. But everybody knows that you're essentially angry. And you may pride yourself in, well, I never said anything bad. I just kept my mouth shut. But you are seething, and anyone around you is picking up all of these vibes. And in little ways, that anger leaks out in your relationship with your children, with your mate, with your family, whatever. And many people thereby are defiled. I could give some illustrations, but we must move on. Clamor is public outburst. Slander is to defame someone. And then the malice. Boy, Paul just lays one term on another, on another, on another. It's as if the Apostle Paul is saying, I'm making sure that nobody is going to have any wiggle room on this. And then he says, put it away, put it away. And I'm saying another way to say put it away is lay it down. Lay it down. Now, let me begin, before I give you some specific instruction, by saying the reason that we come to a message like this with all of our preconceived notions and all of our rationalizations is this. We say, well, I can't lay it down. I can't minimize what that person did to me. Let me remind you that when you lay it down, you're not minimizing what that person did. And that person may be miles away from you and yet controlling your life and destroying you. And that's why the Bible says you don't have to do the vengeance. God will take care of that. That's what Jesus said when he was betrayed and when he was mistreated, who when he was reviled did not revile in return, but committed himself unto him who judges righteously. Jesus said, all of these attacks I'm giving over to my Father because I'm going to trust him to deal with it. And he still hasn't dealt with it. Those issues will finally be dealt with in the day of resurrection and judgment. And Jesus said, I'm fine with that. Blessed are you, my dear sister and my brother and my teenager. Blessed are you if you're fine with that too. You are not minimizing the evil that was done. Now, there are some counselors, and I've heard them say, well, you don't have to forgive until you feel like it. Well, to quote the words that is not very theological, good luck. Good luck. You're never going to feel like it. Now, we're going to give you some specific instruction. And this is a message, you know, that you need to take home. One of the disappointments for those of us who preach is the realization that there are many people who listen who say, well, wasn't that interesting? And they may leave and they may think about it again during the week, maybe once, twice. It may come back to them. But basically, the message is left at church. This is not a message that you can leave here at the church and profit from it. This is the kind of message where when you go home, you find a quiet place, and if you say there is no such thing where I go, then pray that God will give you one. And where you are at least an hour or two with God, and you say, this is our time together, O God. And what we're going to do is to deal with the root issues and pluck up from the roots, with God's help, the root of bitterness which springs up. And thereby many people are defiled. Are you ready? So this is a message you do at home. You listen now, and then you take it home, and you deal with it there. Can't deal with it quickly. Now, let me begin by emphasizing again, the Bible says, do not grieve the blessed Holy Spirit. And if you're a believer, you don't want to do that. But some of us do grieve the Spirit by sin that has not been confessed, by bitterness that we will not acknowledge, and we will not deal with it. So let's begin. You'll notice that the Apostle Paul says, be kind one to another, verse 32, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. You notice that there's reciprocity. Boy, I haven't used that word in years. I'm glad it came out correctly. Wasn't planning to use it. But you notice that forgiving one another. And we're going to talk about this next week when we speak about reconciling broken relationships. Forgiving one another. But here's what I would like to give you as steps to follow to get at the root of bitterness, which may be legitimate in a human sense, because you've been sinned against. And by the way, some of you are listening, and you're the ones who have done the sinning against. We'll deal with you next week. See if you can survive that long. Number one, be honest. Be honest. Admit the truth. Don't lie. You see, what happens is we justify our feelings for so long that we even forget the fact that we have the feelings. Or, oh, yes, yes, I've forgiven. You know, we buried the hatchet, yeah. But the trail to the hatchet is very, very well traveled, and the hatchet is very shallow. And so what we do is we tell ourselves, yeah, I have forgiven, but what we do sometimes is we shut down emotionally. And as a result of that shutdown, we are really not honest with ourselves, especially those of you who are dealing not so much with a pit bull anger, where there is this expression of anger, but rather the cobra type, where it's deep and it's down and it's slow, but it's there and it leaks out. Ask God to show you the deep root of the anger. My dear friend, today I hope you understand the depth of my heart as I preach this message. This is Pastor Lutzer. The simple fact is, it has often been said that what we don't forgive, we pass on. And that's true not only because of the anger we might have toward other people, but also the anger that we might have toward God. I titled this message, Just Lay It Down. There are some issues that we can't understand, but the poison of anger goes very deep in our souls, and if we don't deal with it, we pass it on to the next generation, and those who are around us have to live with who we are. In God's name, for God's glory and your good, let me simply suggest to you, just lay it down.
Erwin Lutzer with more of Just Lay It Down, the eighth in a 10-part series on the power of a clear conscience. Next time on Running to Win, final thoughts on what might have been and learning to leave bitterness in the past. Your support makes Running to Win possible. And to say thanks for your gift of any amount, we'd like to send you Dr. Lutzer's life-changing book, The Power of a Clear Conscience. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.